You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Drama zaps energy, steals focus, and is the arch enemy to success. So let's defeat some drama now. So in today's episode, I'm actually going to talk about puzzles, believe it or not. But let me continue and you'll understand very quickly. So recently I was working with a client and we got talking about puzzles. I don't remember why, but we were discussing how he likes to work. And he said he likes to have a clear endpoint for a project, but the opportunity to be creative on how he gets there. So he likes his work to be like a puzzle. It was a really, really great analogy. So I asked him if I could use the analogy in this episode. So when you work on a puzzle, you know what the goal is. You have a clear vision of what the end product should be. It must resemble the picture on the box. There should be no blank spaces. And every puzzle piece must have a home. And those are pretty much the objectives, unless you're doing some kind of competition where you have to get it done quickly or something. But still, I mean, even regardless, that I guess that would be the journey there and how quickly you need to take it. But the end point is pretty clear. So there's only one specific outcome, but there are a million different ways to get there if you think about it. So some people use the box cover as a roadmap, working on one section at a time. Others love to separate out those border pieces first and start with the frame and then work their way in. Still others focus on only the shapes and have a real knack for visualizing which piece fits where based on their great spatial relation skills. So I think it would be tough to argue that any one way is better, more efficient, or enjoyable than any other. Although if you're a real puzzle enthusiast, you might want to wage a debate on that. I'm not a big puzzle fan, so from my perspective, I can't imagine why any one way would be better than another. So it really got me thinking about the different ways I could create an analogy around describing how my new clients lead, because I see so many different funky things happening. And really, there's a lot of different analogies I can use with the puzzle pieces to illustrate. So that's what I'm going to do today. So have you ever done a puzzle with someone standing over your shoulder giving you unsolicited pointers? It can get really annoying as they're constantly pointing out which piece goes where. You end up losing your concentration, dropping the piece you were focusing on to work on the one they prefer. So in business, it reduces enjoyment, takes away the personal sense of accomplishment, and probably makes the puzzle making process less efficient. How about trying to put together a complicated puzzle without the aid of the picture on the box cover? So when you can't visualize the end point, it's much more difficult to get there. What about working on 4 or 5 puzzle pieces at once? All from one pile of pieces. How confusing would that be? But in your business, are your employees working that way? You know, so if they're working from a million different puzzle pieces all in a big pile, there's so many outcomes and different resources that need to be deciphered and allocated all at once that becomes confusing and overwhelming. Have you ever gotten to the end of the hard work of completing the puzzle only to find that terrible thing that you have 1 or 2 missing pieces and you can't fully complete the job? So this got me thinking, if you're missing resources at work, you can't complete the task. Is that ever happening in your business? Do you like putting together puzzles? I can tell you that I'm personally not wired well for sitting still and gleaning the assortment of pieces with patience. If you were in the puzzle making business, you wouldn't really want me in your employ. So what about your team? Who on your team is not wired for the work that they must do for you? So which of the above best illustrates your business? Are you standing over their shoulders, pointing out the puzzle pieces and where they go? So micromanaging? Are you failing to provide a clear vision of the end goal so they don't really know what they're working towards, like trying to put together a puzzle without the picture on the box? Some people love that challenge. Is your team working on too many goals at once? So maybe you have piles and piles of resources and people don't know which to prioritize and which resources go where. And so they're constantly fumbling through, you know, what do I need to work on and where does this go? Does it go to that project or this important project? The puzzle that you get all the way done and then you're missing a couple pieces and it will never be finished. Does that happen in your business? Do you have team members who don't like the work that they have to do? Are they like me when it comes to puzzles? And it's kind of torturous to do the work. To lead your team well, you must create the vision that is as clear as the beautiful picture on the box. Assure that all of the pieces are there and that there's a clean surface to work on. Make sure you have the right people and then let your team go to it. So there's my illustration. Does your team even like puzzles? If you were putting together puzzles in your business, how effective would you be? Just a little food for thought for today. Until next time, make it a great day. If you found value here, please leave me a review or contact me. I'd love to hear from you. As always, you can go to defeatthedrama.com and then click the podcast site. From there, you can find the show notes. All the notes about everything I talked about will be there. You can also contact me. Hit the send me your question tab. From there, you can record a message or type up a message and get it to me. Do you have some current drama challenges that you'd like some customized solutions for? Use that form and send me your current drama challenge and I'll provide some customized solutions in a future episode. I've also got some free webinars. So if you go to defeatthedrama.com and click on the webinar tab, you can sign up for a webinar. Get your team motivated without losing your mind. How does that sound? All right. Thanks for joining me and I will talk to you soon.